the last week when it was not so bleak. You told me that whatever was happening between us could be something. When you came over and we were together, and I thought that I'd be happy staying here in bed with you forever. So come on, come on and tell me it's okay. So come on, come on. Forget our past, 'cause maybe this could last. I'm scared that this would turn back to whenever I felt like I had nothing. It feels so much better than with all those others. You're changing everything I thought I knew about me and a lover. So come on, come on and tell me it's okay.
It's okay.
So come on, come on.
Hey, what's up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land of the Hencominum-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard Come On, Come On by Nonla off of their upcoming album, Not In Love. Love is gross. Oh no, whatever number wall, I guess like fourth, third, second, first wall broken. This is pre-recorded. I'm so sorry. I know you as a listener are like so invested in the fact that the show is live, and I appreciate that, and I see that for you and I see that for me, but unfortunately today it's pre-recorded. So, I'm not going to lie. Sorry, people. Sorry to your listener. The definition of cool today is, like, very, very... I don't want to say nebulous. It's, like, essentially... I guess, like, cool. Noun. Good music. Today's... definition of cool is good music. I, Dork, the host of Teachable Moments, which is the show to which you are listening on CITR 101.9 FM, thinks that this music is good, and so I am playing it. And you, dear listener, hopefully agree and are listening. So we'll talk more about that later, but we have some more music that Dork thinks is good. So, gonna move on with that. So, this is Dimwit with Puppy Love. I've been very into the fact that I'm a little baby recently. So, Puppy Love is like very much on brand for Dork at this point in their life. And Dimwit is a band out of Portland. I remember they played, I want to say like maybe a month, maybe even 2 months ago at Redgate. And my roommate went, and she doesn't go to shows that much, but she was like so excited. And I remember we got home and she just immediately played like all of their music and was like, this is genius. So this is genius. in the form of Puppy Love on Teachable Moments, CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
What's up? Welcome back to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard All Your Happy Feelings by Partner off of Plane on a Cloud, which came out in July. And then just before that, you heard Puppy Love by Dimwit. I'm going to assume, and I will say correctly, that you have to say that song like Puppy Love. Teachable Moments, trying to learn stuff at all times, growing, changing, etc. It's important, I've been told. Definition of cool, noun, good music. What's up, dorks here confidently just playing tunes for your listening pleasure. You're welcome. But I'm just, yeah, the theme for today is pretty lazy. I just think that sometimes, okay, I will say this. I appreciate everyone, and I want to do a good job at always. But sometimes it's hard coming up with themes and, like, thinking about it. So I am grateful to myself for the break. It's a very busy, hectic time, this time of year, end of January. Today is Tuesday, January 28th, 2020. The year is 2020. Shindig's almost over, which is like, oh my God, that was so fast. It's the fourth night of Shindig tonight. And I'm excited for it to be done. I really enjoy Shindig mainly as an idea. The practice of Shindig, like, kills me. This year was not so bad. It went by very, very fast. But it's interesting because, like, a bunch of bands will play who, like, I've never seen before, I've never heard of, and I'm always just, like, I always just find myself overwhelmed by the amount of, like, new information, kind of, so, yeah, it's just, like, this year has just been 4 weeks of, like, oof, whoa, like, it's happening again, or, like, ugh, like, more people, but I'm grateful that it's happening, and I'm grateful to all the people who play. And I think everyone's so talented. Okay, so we're going to move along. Thank you so much for tuning in to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to go into a bit of, like, ooh, that's kind of off-brand. So this is Dreams Die by Akita off of their EP album, The Ivory Tower Lays on Its Side. What a freaking tragedy. Akita played Shindig night number 2, and they're amazing. They also played the Toast fundraiser last, oh my gosh, was that last weekend? No freaking, oh no, it was 2 weekends ago. Okay. But yeah, this is Dreams Die on Teachable Moments CITR FM 101.9.
Let's get ready to rumble! Round four.
It's Shindig 2020, CITR's annual Battle of the Bands extravaganza. 16 bands enter, one will be left standing.
It's happening every Tuesday in January at Redgate.
For our fourth and final week, we have Attawolf and the Tribe, Strutes Monroe, Babe Corner, and Paperwave.
Doors are at 7:30, bands at 8. $5 at the door, though no one will be turned away for lack of funds.
Finalists will be announced on Wednesday, January 29th.
Come out on Tuesday to hear some of the Lower Mainland's best bands throw down for the top spot.
Cannon drill!
This is a very serious Shindig announcement. The Shindig finalists will be announced live on CITR at 8 a.m. on Wednesday, January 29th, just in time for the finals on Friday, January 31st at Redgate Art Society. So tune in to 101.9 FM or on CITR.ca at 8 a.m. on Wednesday, January 29th to find out who will be playing in the Shindig 2020 finals.
Fundrive 2020, CITR's annual fundraiser extravaganza, is almost upon us. This year's theme is Crush on CITR. And since we deal primarily in sound around here, we started wondering, what does a crush sound like?
This was okay, I think. Oh my god. Is that? Yeah.
Ding.
Hey, do you want to make out?
It's like that filter on Instagram. It's like, da-da-da.
Well, as great as those answers were, we're kind of hoping this year a crush sounds a bit more like... Because your donations are what allow us to do, well, almost everything. Hosting free radio and podcast trainings, publishing the amazing Discorder magazine, producing local independent news, promoting and playing local music, and so much more. Our fund drive goal is to reach $30,000 by February 14th. You can show your crush on CITR right now by visiting citr.ca/donate.
Hey, what's up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. If you're just tuning in, if you've been here, you're still listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Although also like most radios, like in cars nowadays, will say in like very plain numbers on like the screen or whatever that it's 101.9. So if you don't know it's 101.9, like what year's your car from? But thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. I'm Dork. I'm the host of Teachable Moments here. Unfortunately, this is a pre-recorded episode. That's just a fun fact about our life and our time together. Today's episode of Teachable Moments, the theme is like pretty like, okay, Dork, like you tried. But the theme is just cool noun, good music. I just think that this music's good and I'm playing it and you're hopefully enjoying it. You just heard Borrow by Dumb off of Dumb EP $5 or Free. And then just before that was the was Dreams Die from the Ivory Tower Lays on Its Side by Akita. Dumb EP $5 Free, I remember was like the first, I don't know if it was the first time I think it was the first time I saw Dumb. This album had like, or this EP had just come out. And I had just started going to shows around Vancouver. And I was like, this is the best thing I've ever heard. Like, I was very much on board with everything that was going on. And it feels very much like a nostalgic throwback to... listen to that album and like I like it. I do still really like it. I remember my twin moved here and they also enjoy Dumb. They're Dumb's biggest fan. They have like all of their merch and albums, mainly because I bought them all for them. But I remember when seeing Green, which was the album that they put out on Mint after Dumb EP $5 Free came out. And they were like, this has happened with literally every Dumb album. Well, they'll be like, oh, like, it's not as good as Dumb EP $5 or Free. Like, oh, and then Club Nights came out, which is the album they put out after Seeing Green. And they were like, oh, it's not as good as Seeing Green. But then if you ask them, like, 3 months later, they'll be like, oh, it's the best one. So it's very funny. But Dumb EP $5 Free, very soft spot in my heart and my memories. Okay, we're going to move on so fast, i.e. right now. So this is Loser Lover Boy by Divorcer. Divorcer was covered in multiple issues of Discord ago. It feels like so recent. But, oh my gosh, yeah, it must have been 3 issues ago, which is like 4 months ago. Wow. But the photo shoot they did for that feature is so like sweet and wholesome. I adore it. That's just a fun fact. You should check it out. So this is Loser Lover Boy by Divorcer. They have a very good music video for this song as well. And it's off of Debt Jubilee, which came out a little over a year ago, like 10 days over a year ago. So 375 days ago. Yeah, please enjoy. This is Loser Lover Boy on Teachable Moments, CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
Sure, you work to break the root. Two, make yourself into a cocoon. Three, I can do the math, man. I don't do the math, man. I can do the math.
What's up? Welcome back to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. That song just there just now was D is for Dog! Exclamation point. By Pudding off of Popover. And then just before that you heard Hanging Out by Probno off of the album Probably Not. Out of I like my soul wants to say Minneapolis, but I know it's Pennsylvania. Philadelphia. I knew it. I freaking knew it. Which is good. And then just for that was Loser Lover Boy by Divorcer off of Dead Jubilee. Teachable Moments. Show where we just are like trying to learn every day. Definition lower cool, cool noun, good tunes. I think this music's good, so I'm just going to play it and hopefully you agree and you'll listen to it. Although I was thinking about it, there's a degree of trust there, which is pretty cool. in that, thank you for trusting me to have good taste in music and like listening or whatever. But I don't know. Trust is interesting. And that's all I have to say about that. So next up, we're going to play Bedwetters Anonymous's new single, Keep Six. Came up 4 days ago. It was recorded at Redgate. I mentioned Akita playing the Toast fundraiser earlier. Art spaces in Vancouver are dying. Thanks, Vancouver and BC, for just not really caring. That's really cool. That's really cool of you. I don't trust you. There's no trust here. But Redgate is the cornerstone of everything. Just kidding, but this album was recorded at Reggae, which is a new thing that Reggae has started doing, and is very exciting. And yeah, if you have any money, give it to Reggae or give it to CITR. Fund drive is coming up. Okay, so this is Keep Six by Bedwetters Anonymous. They're playing with Akita at CBDB's, excuse me, on Friday. So that'll be really good. So this is Keep Six on Teachable Moments CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah. radio show.
Is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Music, waste, wants you. Music, waste, wants you.
Music, waste, wants you.
Music, waste, Vancouver's premier DIY music and arts festival, wants you to join our brand new community council. We're looking for enthusiastic folks to give their input on everything from programming to the festival's long-term goals, and are explicitly encouraging applications from BIPOC, LGBT2SQIA+, and people with disabilities. Help shape the direction of Music Waste 2020. To apply, visit musicwaste.ca. Hurry. Applications close January 31st.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hankaminam-speaking Musqueam people. I'm Dork, I'm the host. What is up? We're nearing-ish the end of the show. You just heard Drowning in Piss by Lier off of You Want It Real just before those community messages. And then before that was Keep Six by Bedwetters Anonymous. It felt like not only fitting, but like right and absolutely necessary to pair those two songs. I was trying to find a third song that was about piss, but it wasn't like that valiant of an effort. Drowning in Piss is off of You Want It Real, which is Lier's forthcoming album. Very, very exciting, off of Mint. There are two singles out now from it. Drowning in Piss is the second one. And then Digging in the Desert. And Digging in the Desert has this really weird music video that I 10 out of 10 recommend you checking out if you haven't. The album You Want It Real is pressed on like piss colored vinyl. It's so gross and so cool. So that's an excitement for sure. Gonna move along. I feel like this has been like a very like CITR themed show, just in that like I've pretty much only just been talking about CITR stuff. Today's theme, definition of the word cool, that we are working with, that's in like very, very strong and like exaggerated air quotes, is no, actually we are absolutely working with it. But it's not like it's working for us. So it's a cool noun, good tunes. I'm just playing music that Dork thinks is good and thinks other dorks will like, or at least I hope. But I'm gonna play a couple artists who are playing the Fun Drive finale. So Fun Drive is CITR's like annual week-long fundraiser. It's coming up February 6th to 13th, and then the Fun Drive finale is on the 14th, and it's at Redgate. And it's going to be amazing. It's Psy. What Canon Mulot devours in Big City. Psy, what Canon Mulot devours Big City. Yep. And then with Frankie Teardrop DJing. So that's so exciting. It's on Valentine's Day, which is, I hope you didn't have plans, because now you do. You know what I mean? Okay, so we're going to move on. You don't have to listen to me talk anymore. This is Vicious by Big City, who's playing the finale, like I just said, like three times. So this is it. I hope that you enjoy, et cetera. Okay.
We'll be right back.
boys, where you at though? Why don't you come and see us in our natural robes? Yeah, you getting jiggy with the hands. Rap about beef back when 50 was the man. Rap about East and West and who's the best MC to be tested on my fun flex. I'm just trying to get up on some complex shit, but now I'll spend coupons on Poupon to flex it. Dijon is nuanced by vocal inflection. Shit sounds way too bad and bougie, what? Yes. My town staying hella groovy, what? Yes. My town always living loosely. Glide, swoop, drop, living loosely. Y'all tryna fly like you folded. Straight edge only gets you one place. If you stay complacent with only living in the moment, I'll be swimming in.
I know I would never get back. I ain't wrong, but this shit you say is powerful. What's the way that you speak? What's the way that you say my name in public? I know I was never about that action. Now I know hell is fun to give away. So what's the way that you speak? What's the way that you say my name?
Everybody screaming, oh, cause they thinking that they won. They stuck it by Neri while we in the quantum. My niggas about to die like I'm fucking LMR. Fast boy on that skirt, Russia oligarch. We zipped the class so spastic, so fast that we look like stretching plastic. Or Mr. Fantastic, elastic flow next to classic rhyme scheme. An overrated term to put between some words that boast about your versatility. I ain't doing that. Astronauts of the 21st century, they asking cops if they got any extra weed. Damn, the rules really seem stretchy. Gomu gomu, no riding around with the homies. Homies? So you got doing some up, sir. Hit the naughty bang and you know that we hit the note. I don't know about the lyrics though.
I know I would never get back. I know, but this shit you say is powerful. What's the way that you speak? What's the way that you say my name in public? I know I was never about that action. Now I got all this fun to give away. So what's the way that you speak? What's the way?
Hey, what's up? You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. We have reached the end. We did it. We made it. I am really proud of us. For real. So I'm going to play one more song. This is I Know What You Did Next Summer by the Golden Age of Wrestling, which is Devours. Our local Angel Devours is other project, I guess. You just heard Jump by Cannon Moo Lot, and then just before that was Vicious by Big City. Not the Golden Age of Wrestling, but Devours, Cannon, and Big City are all going to be playing the Fun Drive finale next Friday, February 14th, which is pretty freaking cool. They're all really talented, and I'm pretty excited, and I'm a dork, and even I know. I'm actually wearing an outfit really similar to what I wore to last year's Fun Drive finale. This is just a fun fact. I was so tired at that event, and I was so tired by the end of it. There's this just, like, really sad video of me somewhere dancing and like just like exhaustedly just throwing parts of my body around, and like it does not look fun. So I'm going to close out with I Know What You Did Next Summer. I know what you're doing in two Fridays, and that's going to the finale. So it's kind of the same. Okay, thank you so much for listening to this special pre-recorded episode of T12 Moments on CATR 101.9 FM. Catch you next week. Okay, bye.